on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The long-awaited report into the Iraq war has concluded the UK joined the invasion before peaceful solutions had been exhausted. Sir John Chilcot's also concluded Saddam Hussein did not pose an imminent threat to the UK. He's also questioned the legality of the decision.
The circumstances in which it was decided that there was a legal basis for UK military action were far from satisfactory.
Sarah Jane Mullival from Canterbury died when the helicopter she was in was shot down during the conflict in 2006. The 32-year-old was the first British woman to be killed in action for more than 20 years. Her dad, Terry, says today's findings won't have a huge impact on the family.
It doesn't matter what the inquiry comes out with, it won't change anything at all. It won't bring anybody back. It won't make any difference to us personally what it says. But some people will have a problem and they need some closure.
KMFM News.
A year after parts of Kent ground to a halt because of Operation Stack, it's been confirmed a giant lorry park will be built as an alternative. It's going to be on land at Stamford near Hythe. Josh is there for KMFM.
Well, at the moment, this is a very tranquil part of the county. Looking around me and I can see miles and miles of beautiful fields and countryside. But in a year's time, this site will be very different. It'll be capable of parking more than 3,500 lorries for when there are problems crossing the channel. It'll mean the M20 can keep running and reduce disruption to businesses and tourist sites. Transport bosses say it's the best solution, but Matthew Balfour from Kent County Council does have sympathy for the people living here.
The County Council will do all that it can to make sure that the government properly compensates those who are affected and that we put in all the mitigation that we possibly can so that it doesn't despoil what is a particularly beautiful part of Kent.
You'll probably remember last summer when Stack was used more than 30 times, and it wasn't just Kent residents who were affected. Hundreds of lorry drivers were stuck in sweltering temperatures too. Natalie Chapman's from the Freight Transport Association, which represents them.
This really is a welcome move that means that we can keep the M20 open, we can keep Kent open for business, and that we can park drivers up in a place where we can provide them much better welfare facilities.
The Transport Secretary has said work will start here as soon as possible, but campaigners are planning to fight the decision and a public meeting will be held this evening.
KMFM News.
Oscar Pistorius has been jailed for 6 years for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. He shot her through a bathroom door in their home in South Africa, claiming he thought she was an intruder. The usual minimum sentence for murder in the country is 15 years, but the judge presiding over the case in Pretoria explained why his punishment was so small.
A long term of imprisonment will not serve justice in this matter. The accused has already served a sentence of 12 months imprisonment. He is a first offender, and considering the facts of this matter, he is not likely to re-offend.
A Ramsgate man charged with murdering a teenage girl whose body was pulled from the sea is due to enter a plea later. 17-year-old Becky Ann Morgan was found in the water off the coast of Broadstairs in May. Michael Bowditch, who's 21 and from Prestige Avenue, is expected at Maidstone Crown Court.
KMFM News.
A man's been treated for burns after a skip lorry caught fire in Dartford. Emergency crews were called to the blaze just after 11 this morning to Prince's Road. It's believed the driver removed the skip from the lorry to prevent it from becoming a bigger fire. And the Finding Nemo sequel has beaten Steven Spielberg's The BFG to the top of the US box office. Finding Dory took more than £32 million over the weekend. Spielberg's adaptation of the classic Roald Dahl book, which features Kent's Mark Rylance, came in fourth.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and Wales play the biggest game in their history tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Wales are taking on Portugal in the semi-finals of Euro 2016. Aaron Ramsey and Ben Davies are both suspended, but boss Chris Coleman says whoever comes in will embrace the occasion.
They know the drill, they know their jobs, know what's required, and they've just got to have the same attitude as everybody else, because, like I say, it's the same. There's no guarantees. They've just got to go and go and enjoy it.
The Prince of Wales has sent the team a good luck message, saying the players have done the country proud and described the team as inspiring. On to tennis now, and Wimbledon favourite Andy Murray continues his campaign for a second title at the All England Club today. He's up against Joan Wilfred Tsonga in the last eight. Murray is second on centre court after Roger Federer's match with Marin Cilic. And in cricket, it's the final day of Kent's championship game against Essex. They're currently on 328 for seven in their second innings. That's still 34 runs behind. But Sam Northeast and James Treadwell have both hit centuries.
That's the latest. Next update's at two.